AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel, bracing for a blizzard that's expected to hit parts of the eastern U.S. later today. Forecast models show Washington, D.C. right in the bullseye, but the weather may come up through North Carolina, whose governor is Pat McCrory.
What we do know is that the winter storm is headed our way. It's going to be impacting North Carolina. It's going to be impacting South Carolina. And as we're seeing, it's also going to be impacting the Northeast.
Five states and the District of Columbia have declared weather emergencies. The federal government is closing its Washington offices at noon. There may still be some time this morning to buy storm essentials. Richard Flynn with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency on what that should include.
A bottle of water, 1 gallon per person per day. A family of four needs a minimum of 12 gallons, for example. If we lose power, we have to deal with flashlights and batteries and those kinds of things.
Officials say most people will be stuck where they are later today, at least through the weekend. Officials say a bank president was shot to death during a robbery in eastern Oklahoma. Daxton Reed tells KTUL-TV that he was a customer in the Bank of Eufaula when the crime started.
I was talking to a lady. I was trying to change my address on my account, and we were just sitting there talking about it. And we heard the first gunshot and heard it's a robbery, give us the money. And as soon as I heard the gunshot and heard that, I was out the door. I was leaving.
Authorities say the suspect was killed after a car chase and exchange of gunfire with police. Violence in Somalia, where police say security forces ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in Mogadishu. More than 20 people killed in the attack. A China-based tour company has confirmed that one of its clients has been detained in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. He's said to be an American student identified by his first name, Otto. News reports in Pyongyang say authorities claim the student entered the North as a tourist with a plot to undermine unity among the North Koreans. This is AP Radio News. A one-time GOP presidential candidate is continuing his criticism of the frontrunners of both parties in the race for the nomination. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham, who got out of the race last month and is now backing Jeb Bush, says the only way the GOP will lose in November is if it nominates someone who can't grow the party, especially among minorities. He told reporters that if either of the two current frontrunners are nominated, the GOP faces defeat in November.
If you nominate Trump and Cruz, I think you get the same outcome. You know, whether it's death by being shot or poisoning, does it really matter?
Graham says many Americans see Hillary Clinton as someone who is dishonest, but that dishonest beats crazy. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Kansas Court of Appeals is deciding whether to allow the state's first-in-the-nation ban on a common second-trimester abortion method. The decision expected today. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.